On this Martin Luther King Day, let's consider the 2014 Word of the Year from the American Dialect Society. Now, other groups around the world offer up their Word of the Year choices, but this one comes from the nation's top grammarians and linguists, including my guest, Sanja Lainhart. She's a professor of linguistics at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and she's a Wolverine. She did her master's and her PhD at the University of Michigan. Sanja, the American Dialect Word of the Year for 2014 is...
Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Why did you advocate for that?
A few months ago, when all of the turmoil was going on, and even not just with police brutality towards African Americans, but also some issues related to black women as well, I put it in my smartphone that that is the word that I was going to nominate, and that is the word that I was going to push to have be Word of the Year, because I thought it was important. I see this as sort of a defining moment in our civil rights history right now. There have been lots of attacks against African Americans, whether it's voting rights or walking while black or driving while black or just being a black woman. And I thought it was about time that our organization said something important, not that what we haven't done is important, but to make a statement.
And tell me about the vote.
I was absolutely shocked. Not only did hashtag Black Lives Matter win Word of the Year, it won in two categories and overwhelmingly. I've never seen in the category, I think it was most necessary, it won, I think it was like 200, out of 200 and say 40 votes, it had 228 votes. So that part was overwhelming. And the amount of support that other people gave, not only for nominating hashtag Black Lives Matter, but also nominating and in some cases winning for other words related to issues in not just African-American communities, but for people of color more widely. So, for example, Columbusing won in a category. Even Misogynoir was nominated in a category. So there was more of this cognizance that black people are a part of this country, a part of this organization, and we need to take note of that.
Talk to me as a linguist. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is now seen as a word because what some might say it's a phrase with three words, no?
Right. So we've had this issue in the past with words. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is not one word, obviously, but it is a lexical unit. The American Dialect Society, when they are nominating, it can be phrases as well, because those are still lexical units and they have significance in our lexicon.
When we joined together today in thinking about Dr. King and his legacy and his vision, how do you hope hashtag Black Lives Matter will advance that legacy and his vision for equality?
I think it does, in the sense that I think I always hate to hear when people say, "Well, if Martin Luther King were alive today, he'd be in favor of what I'm doing." So I don't want to say that, but I would say that I think this is a legacy of what he has done at the time that he lived, and as he's continued in our hearts and minds and thoughts as well. So, especially with Selma being out and sort of the controversy around Selma not being recognized, it's sort of nice that at least the American Dialect Society has recognized something for civil rights and for black people in particular. So I think it's a part of that legacy, in that in addition to why I wanted to nominate it, it had to do with the fact that so many young people have become a part of this movement, right? So hashtag Black Lives Matter is all over the internet. It's part of the black Twitterati. It's something that young people are behind. And as a matter of fact, at the American Dialect Society Word of the Year vote, it was mostly young people who were really advocating for this, because historically the American Dialect Society has sort of skewed more towards an older demographic, so it's been nice to see that sort of interaction. And I think it's important that we recognize young people's voices, considering the fact that they are going to be our future, or they are our future, and they are taking such an active role in what's going on and what has happened, and it's become a part of their psyche.
Sanja Lainhart is a member of the American Dialect Society, which overwhelmingly chose hashtag Black Lives Matter for 2014 Word of the Year. It was good to talk with you, Sanja. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go Blue.